Responding to Socialism's Crisis of Theory and Evidence. From the Manifesto of the Communist Party of 1848 to the Revelations of 1956 was over a century of theory and evidence. The crisis for the far left was that the logic and evidence were going against socialism. Put yourself in the shoes of an intelligent, informed socialist confronted with all this data. How would you react? You have a deep commitment to socialism. You feel that socialism is true and you want it to be true. Upon socialism, you have pinned all your hopes and dreams of a peaceful and prosperous future and all your hopes for solving the ills of our current society. This is a moment of truth for anyone who has experienced the agony of a deeply cherished hypothesis run aground on the rocks of reality. What do you do? Do you abandon your theory and go with the facts? Or do you find a way to maintain your belief in your theory? Here, then, is my second hypothesis about postmodernism. Postmodernism is the academic far left's epistemological strategy for responding to the crisis caused by the failures of socialism in theory and in practice. A historically parallel example may help here. In the 1950s and 60s, the left faced the same dilemma that religious thinkers faced in the late 1700s. In both cases, the evidence was against them. During the Enlightenment, religion's natural theology arguments were widely seen as being full of holes, and science was rapidly giving naturalistic and opposed explanations for the things that religion had traditionally explained. Religion was in danger of being shut out of intellectual life. By the 1950s and 60s, the left's arguments for the fruitfulness and decency of socialism were failing in theory and practice, and liberal capitalism was rapidly increasing everyone's standard of living and showing itself respectful of human freedoms. By the late 1700s, religious thinkers had a choice: accept evidence and logic as the ultimate court of appeal and thereby reject their deeply cherished religious ideals, or stick by their ideals and attack the whole idea that evidence and logic matter. Quote, "I had to deny knowledge," wrote Kant in the preface to the First Critique, "in order to make room for faith." Unquote. Quote, "Faith," wrote Kierkegaard in Fear and Trembling, "requires the crucifixion of reason." Unquote. So he proceeded to crucify reason and glorify the irrational. The left thinkers of the 1950s and 1960s faced the same choice. As I will argue over the course of the next two chapters, the far left faced a dilemma. Confronted by the continued flourishing of capitalism and the continued poverty and brutality of socialism, they could either go with the evidence and reject their deeply cherished ideals, or stick by their ideals and attack the whole idea that evidence and logic matter. Some, like Kant and Kierkegaard, decided to limit reason, to crucify it. And for that purpose, Heidegger's exalting feeling over reason came as a godsend. And so did Kuhn's theory-laden paradigms, and Quine's pragmatic and internalist account of language and logic. That the leading postmodern intellectuals, from Foucault, Lyotard, and Derrida to Rorty and Fish, came of age in the 1950s and 1960s, then, is not a coincidence. Postmodernism is born of the marriage of left politics and skeptical epistemology. As socialist political thought was reaching a crisis in the 1950s, academic epistemology had in Europe come to take seriously Nietzsche and Heidegger, and, in the Anglo-American world, it had seen the decline of logical positivism into Quine and Kuhn. The dominance of subjectivist and relativistic epistemologies in academic philosophy thus provided the academic left with a new tactic. Confronted by harsh evidence and ruthless logic, the far left had a reply. That is only logic and evidence. Logic and evidence are subjective. You cannot really prove anything. Feelings are deeper than logic, and our feelings say socialism. That is my second hypothesis. Postmodernism is a response to the crisis of faith of the academic far left. Its epistemology justifies the leap of faith necessary to continue believing in socialism, and that same epistemology justifies using language not as a vehicle for seeking truth, but as a rhetorical weapon in the continuing battle against capitalism.